because there is a long and deep trail of massacres, atrocities, and bloodshed wherever Mr. Museveni has been. Last September, in the streets of Kampala, he ordered the shooting of unarmed demonstrators. More than 40 people were killed and hundreds were rounded up, tortured, and jailed without trial. To this day, there's been no investigation, no accountability. In northern Uganda, for between 15 to 20 years, he forcibly went to villages, herded more than 2 million people into 200 concentration camps, imposed on them the most abominable conditions, conditions that correspond exactly in the most comprehensive way to what is called genocide. And he also committed other atrocities in addition to the genocide. To this day, there's been no accountability whatsoever. And then thirdly, he went into the Congo. He went into the Congo. And in the Congo, as we now know, because it's been documented by the International Court of Justice, he plundered the resources of the Congo, committed crimes of war, crimes against humanity, for which the International Court of Justice ordered reparation to the Congo to the tune of $10 billion U.S. dollars. So these are the three episodes which are defined by the most incredible crimes for which I would like Mr. Museveni to be investigated by the ICC. Earlier episodes which are not covered by the ICC only because the ICC came into force only in 2002.
Did you provide any empirical evidence to back up your accusations against the sitting president?
I handed to Mr. Moreno Ocampo some information, and he asked for more information, which I will be providing to him. We have tons and tons of information on all these cases. So information is not a problem. And there's actually plenty of information in the public domain as well, in reports, in various writings, including my own writings, in fact. And there are still survivors who can testify to what Mr. Museveni did in these places. I would say, actually, it is astonishing that up to now, there's not been any investigation of him because he is truly Mr. Impunity. He's Mr. Impunity. It's a long trail of impunity, atrocities, and massacres that trail Mr. Museveni wherever he appears. If you take Luero, it won't fall within ICC just because it happened earlier. The incredible bloodshed and massacres in Luero outside Kampala. If you take the massacre of Muslims in Mbarara in western Uganda, 1980, when Mr. Museveni was in charge there, you take Mukura in eastern Uganda, where people were roasted alive in a train, again, on Mr. Museveni's orders. It's a long trail of incidents. It is incomprehensible that up till now, no action has been taken against him, which sadly testifies to the incredible double standards to which the international community sometimes is guilty. Mr. Museveni has been given incredible exceptionalism.
People are saying that it's improper for you to raise such questions of investigating a sitting president who is hosting the ICC Rome Statute review currently ongoing in Uganda.
Actually, it is the opposite. I find it incomprehensible that the ICC, which is supposed to stand for accountability and to stand against impunity. And I was one of the very, very earliest supporters of the ICC idea before it became popular. I participated actively in drafting the Rome Statute, the ICC Statute. So I have some idea what I'm talking about. I find it incomprehensible that the ICC should choose to be hosted by Museveni of all political leaders in the world. It is the most incredible and cynical mockery of what the Rome Statute is about. What do we tell the children of northern Uganda? What do we tell the victims in the Congo? What do we tell the families of those who were massacred in the streets of Kampala? That the man responsible for their suffering, for the bloodshed, for the genocide, for the massacres, is the one who is smiling away hosting the ICC. They had looked to the ICC as the resort for justice. And now the ICC is coddling Museveni and whining and dining with Museveni. This is, I think, a dark moment for the ICC, and it calls for very serious soul-searching on the part of the prosecutor of the ICC and member states who are parties to the ICC.
Supporters of President Museveni has dismissed the allegations as bogus and without merit, saying your allegations are unpatriotic in these allegations that you're making.
Oh, that's a new one. So when Museveni massacres Ugandans and you say he should be held accountable, that is not being patriotic. That is certainly a new one. When Museveni commits genocide in northern Uganda and you say he should be held accountable, that's not patriotic. When Museveni massacres people in Duero or the Muslims in the West or goes to the Congo and commits crimes there, is not patriotic to say that he should be held accountable? Well, this is a new one for me. What that really demonstrates is that they know that on the substance, on the facts, they have no response to what I've raised. They know what I'm saying is true, is backed up by tons and tons of evidence and information, and they have no answer except to avoid the question by raising such silly things like you are not being patriotic.
The government has always maintained that when it comes to northern Uganda and the conflict associated with the Lord Resistance Army, people were forced into camps because it was the only way to protect them against the insurgencies of the Lord Resistance Army.
Not true. Not true. The facts are to the contrary. It is Mr. Museveni who forcibly sent troops to burn down houses, burn down granary stores, and to herd people into the concentration camps. He gave them 48 hours. It was not the LRA. The LRA committed crimes of its own, for which it should be held accountable, for which it has been indicted by the ICC, and I fully support that. But the herding of 2 million people into 200 concentration camps in Uganda, that was Museveni's doing. Holding them into the camps was Museveni's doing. Imposing on them the most abominable condition. That was not LRA. That was Museveni's doing. And that is the heart of the genocide in northern Uganda, committed by Museveni, not by LRA. LRA abducted children. They committed crimes of their own. But Museveni committed the genocide in northern Uganda.